Fireworks, not so much, but they will be lighting up the Niagara Falls, CN Tower. It's all getting ready because...
World Peace Day. That's happening on September 21st.
September 21st, and joining the show right now, actually from the series Outlander, we've got James Fraser. It's actually Chris Houston joining us this morning. Anybody watching the Outlander series, they might catch a touch of Scottish here with Chris this morning. Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, so you have a very busy thing coming up with the World Peace Award and looking forward to the Canadian Peace Museum.
Yeah, so Chris is the founder of the Canadian Peace Museum, and we have to know, right, Chris, that it's still in the making and it doesn't exist just yet, right? And you're the founder of that museum-to-be?
Correct. It does not exist yet, but we're working towards that. We're fundraising to open the Canadian Peace Museum. We believe that Canada should have a peace museum. We've had a war museum for 82 years, and we think it's about time that Canada had a peace museum.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And so, that would be in Bancroft, I believe, right?
And exactly. Very intentionally, we're doing it in Bancroft. We think that rural Canada is a little bit neglected, and we think there should be more museums and more institutions in rural Canada, and that's what we're up to just now.
That's a fantastic, especially being such a peacekeeping nation. That's it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, it's very interesting you mentioned that, because indeed Lester B. Pearson was the only Canadian to win a Nobel Peace Prize, and it was indeed for his efforts to resolve the Suez Crisis. So you're right, we have a rich history of that. And it's interesting, other countries have peace museums. United States does, United Kingdom doesn't, mm-hmm. and Canada does not have a national peace museum.
Yeah, so it is about time. So let's talk about the Stories of Peace Award that you're launching this year. So what is it about exactly? People can come and like create art by hand, no AI, right? No digital tools or anything?
Exactly. This is the second year that we've done the Stories of Peace Award, and that is our part of our intention to provoke conversations about peace. We're asking people to submit a little video about what peace means to them, or to make a piece of art, to share that on social media, to tag us. And it's a competition. There's a prize, there's a custom trophy. $500 is on offer for whoever makes the best video or the best piece of art. And we've just launched that. And the deadline is, as you mentioned, International Day of Peace on the 21st of September. And we're encouraging everybody to submit videos and art about what peace means to them.
Where are people able to go and get more information, to submit an entry? Where do they go? Where are you directing people?
Our website has a page. The awards page has the details and the full rules on that. So the website is canadianpeacemuseum.ca. And then if you click awards, then you'll see the rules, you'll see the trophy, you'll see who won last year. You get some inspiration there.
I love
it. Very
that.
Cool. Fantastic. And this is going to be a yearly thing that everybody can participate, right?
Exactly. This is the second year that we're doing it, and it is indeed an annual event. And there's an award ceremony coming up on the 24th of September, just after International Day of Peace, at the Village Playhouse in Bancroft, 4 p.m. It's free. Anybody can come. There's going to be art. There's going to be music. And you'll see the winning videos and hopefully the winning
nice.
Piece of art as well.
Well, best of luck with the quest. Chris, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. We'll link everything to our morning show blog and direct people to CanadianPeaceMuseum.ca.
Oh, for sure. Everyone needs to hear about this. It's just such a great idea. And thank you for your hard work, Chris.
Thank you very much.